Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Former Race Relations Commissioner Meng Foon says Māori and Pacific spaces at universities is a way to address historic inequity and should be vigorously defended by universities and student unions. The ACT Party is trying to get the spaces removed from all universities and polytechnics, and has compared signs at the University of Auckland with whites-only signs from the era of segregation and apartheid. Mr. Foon says spaces for different groups can be justified without falling foul on human rights legislation.
We value equity because of the past history for Māori and Pacific, and they do need a hand up to ensure that they succeed at the university.
Meng Foon says he's disappointed the race relations position has been vacant since he left last year, and while elements in the coalition government want to get rid of the role, it is part of New Zealand's obligations under the United Nations Charter on Human Rights. Public health researchers are warning about a new wave of oral tobacco products targeted at the next generation of nicotine addicts. Dr. Jude Ball, a senior research fellow at the University of Otago, says the government appears poised to allow the sale of products such as chewing tobacco and snus, arguing it will give people more choice if they want to switch from smoking. She says there are already options, such as nicotine replacements. It's just opening another door to a predatory industry that has shown it has no interest in healthy choices.
Youth smoking rates had dropped hugely, and particularly Māori youth smoking rates, they had dropped enormously and were really at quite low levels. And then vaping came along, and we've got this whole new generation addicted to nicotine.
Dr. Ball says while it is now illegal to sell oral tobacco products in New Zealand, people can import them, and the tobacco industry is aggressively marketing them to young people over the internet. It's full steam ahead for a new fundraising facility on Mangere Mountain. Hangi Master Rewi Spragan says a hangi pit is now ready to be booked by sports, community and cultural groups. He says the pit can produce up to 400 hangi, which at standard pricing means a small team can generate several thousand dollars for a day's work.
My team will coach you through the whole process, take care of everything so the food's cooked properly. A bit of a wine hunger at the same time. So here's an opportunity for our people to actually learn the process of hangi, but also to raise some money for their communities.
There we sprag it. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!